This is Bulldog Live on the Pulse. To get in touch about the news of the day, call 866-823-1077. Now, here's Brian Tilton and Bulldog Live.
We asked him about the possibility of the line running down through an existing right-of-way in the state of Vermont.
For now, the client is on New Hampshire, is into New Hampshire. So for now, we have been asked to examine possible routes that enters New Hampshire.
Your main objective is to bring power into the New England grid, correct? That's into the...
To serve a client. A client asks us to deliver energy to New Hampshire. Okay. So that's okay. Our main...
I see. So, in effect, the client is the one who has approached you on this.
This is out of my scope.
Okay, I'm sorry. Yeah, I know. Yeah.
Shortly afterward, we asked Martin Murray of PSNH about being referred to as the client, which brought up the issue as to who proposed the line.
Are you the client on this? Are you the people who approached Hydro-Québec?
I honestly don't know who spoke to who first.
All right, now I want to thank Charlie Jordan of the Colebrook Chronicle. That's posted on their website, ColebrookChronicle.com, as well as linked up on mine at BrianTilton.com on the Northern Pass page. That was a video taken at a hearing last week. Regarding the information session, I guess. It was up in Pittsburgh, and then there was another one in Clarksville to talk about where the point of entry is in New Hampshire for this Northern Pass project. And just in case you're unfamiliar with what in the world am I talking about, this is the proposal to bring power from Hydro-Québec right on down through about 140 miles into New Hampshire, which would go through a converter station in Franklin and then sent over to Deerfield, where it would be plugged into the New England power grid. Now, we've been talking about this issue for several weeks now, and we're still gathering information, still trying to figure out what is all in play. And I have put together a lot of the information that I have found on my website, again, BrianTilton.com, on the Northern Pass page, and you can watch the whole video about the border crossing. You can see the new revised maps. If it's in your town, again, we're talking Bristol, we're talking Concord, Franklin, all points all the way up to Pittsburgh, Chichester, over to Deerfield, Northwood being on the alternate routes, because it's important to know, if you haven't found out already, where these things are. It was very interesting because I was up in the North Country this weekend, by the way, and one of those nights I did spend away from everything, and I went to the Balsams, took Mrs. Bulldog there, had a great time. Oh my gosh. But anyway, after that, I went on my fact-finding mission, and one of the things that I found out from a reading one of the newspaper stories from the North Country was a property owner who owns land both in Quebec and in New Hampshire, where this power line is going to go right through the middle of his property. And he had this to say, that at least in Quebec, they being Hydro-Québec, talked to him first before going through with the routes. On the New Hampshire side, he says, nobody even talked to me first. They just said, here's where it's going to go. And I will look for that again and post that on my website, hopefully later on tonight. I can't remember which of the two Colebrook newspapers I read that in. But we'll find it and share it with you. But anyway, with that being said, I've talked a lot about the North Country. We've talked about Franklin. We've talked about Deerfield, and you know there's other points in our listening area in the Campton Thornton area where our signal reaches. And there's a business owner that I met at one of these meetings, informational meetings, put on by a group of concerned citizens on the Northern Pass project, and is somebody who really left an impression on me based on his knowledge and experience in the real estate market, because that's one of the things that I kept trying to raise the questions here. What is going to be the impact on real estate values in the areas that are going to be near these proposed power lines as high as 135 feet tall? Well, Tom Mullen is the owner of the Owl's Nest Resort in Campton, and he's joining us here on Bulldog Live. And also a real estate agent from Campton, Darlene King, is joining us here. So both of you, welcome to the program. Nice to have you here.
Thanks for the invitation, Brian. Glad to be here.
All right, Darlene, nice to meet you as well. We'll have you talk right up into that microphone there. So, Anyway, so Tom, you've been doing a lot of homework on this. You do own a you're pretty well known in a lot of the business circles as to who you are. I can tell you.
I didn't realize that.
Oh, come on. You already do have some power lines going through your property right now, don't you?
Yes, that's correct. When we bought the property, there is an X178 AC power line that comes right through the middle of Owl's Nest. We knew it was there. They're short towers. They're about 50 feet tall. They're below the tree line. And we've been able to coexist with them rather nicely.
Okay. And with that, is this the existing right-of-way that Northern Pass keeps talking about that they're going to utilize?
That's correct. They plan to take this right-of-way, and where they need to widen it, they will. Where they can't widen it, they'll take the towers up very high in the sky. But yes, this is essentially the same right away they want to use for most of the distance through New Hampshire.
Okay, because for our listeners' benefits, too, to remind them, they need to clear 40 miles, roughly, of right away in the North Country from the point of entry, which would be in Pittsburgh, and come on down to below Groveton, where they would start following other existing rights of ways, with maybe some exceptions around Concord, depending upon some FAA approval there. And they probably would need another 6.5 miles of new right-of-way, which means it's going to go through somebody's property there. But talking about your property and your business, tell us a little bit about Owl's Nest Resort and what features it has and what it does.
Well, Owl's Nest has an existing 18-hole golf course that we built back in the late 90s, early 2000s. We decided to add another 9 holes to it, which takes us out into the section of the property that's under the power line that's there now. And that's how I found out about Northern Pass, by the way, as I called Public Service one day because I wanted to find out what would be entailed in burying that line. And when the fellow on the other end found out where he was, and he said, "Boy, Mullen, you're in a whole world of hurt." And I said, "Well, I don't understand what you mean by that, but explain." Well, he then went on to tell me about Northern Pass, and when I finally realized what was coming at us, I got to tell you, there were some tears, and then fear, and then anger, and they sort of came in that. And I'm still angry, so.
Yeah.
but this.
To what Tom is saying, because a lot of people are saying that people who have high tension lines going through should have known. They should have known that all of this power could be expanded on. And I think where Tom is that the power lines are going from Concord North, which has a smaller amount of homes than if you go from Thornton South. And those power lines that are bringing in are 3 times the height, which will allow for a whole lot more power coming over.
Yeah, it's
those
a totally
lines.
Different line that's being proposed. I mean, it's one thing to distribute power from to where it's needed. It's another thing to bring voluminous amounts of power through a place where it isn't needed to someplace else where perhaps it is needed. But we have to pay the price for that power coming south. Doesn't seem fair. Doesn't seem right.
Sure. So you are talking about doing an expansion project at your resort.
That's correct. And this would not only bring that to a screeching halt, but it would, for all practical purposes, spell the end of any expansion or growth of Owl's Nest. Job count that ultimately was scheduled to be about 750 people when the project was finished. Now there's probably be 10 or 15 jobs left in order to keep the golf course open. And we wouldn't be around because we're developers.
Would they have been permanent jobs, those 750 jobs?
Oh, yes, absolutely. Part of the master plan is to have a major hotel complex, conference center, large indoor water park, a senior living facility with assisted living and acute care facility. There were a lot of elements of the master plan left to put into place, and this just knocks it out of the park.
I'm just thinking here because I have seen the presentations by the Northern Pass officials at various meetings, and they talk about how many jobs are going to be created by this project, and they show on their own graph, they show a peak of 1,200 jobs, but then they just start disappearing rapidly in the next 2 years following that. your project, this project, could impact those 750 permanent jobs that you wanted to create.
Oh, absolutely. The impact, the negative impact just from Owl's Nest alone comes very close to offsetting all of the positives that are created by the Northern Pass. I mean, jobs that stick around for 2 years, maybe 3 years at the most, and then disappear don't really do anything long-lasting for the economy at all. The jobs that we would have had at Owl's Nest have this project not gone forward would be permanent jobs, long-lasting jobs.
Is it because the expansion project wouldn't occur because of the view of the power lines, or they would just be right in the way of where you wanted to build?
Well, it would be the impact on the property values and therefore the ability to market property to people. And that, I mean, from a real estate perspective, the real estate market in anywhere near where these towers are planned to go is dead in the water. And it isn't, it's just the threat of the towers showing up at some point, not even the presence of the towers. I mean, the presence of the towers would be the death knell, but just talking about where they might go is enough to kill the market, at least on a temporary basis, until there's some determination.
And Darlene, that's why I wanted to bring you in here, too, because you can talk to that effect.
That's already happening now. There are properties that were currently under contract that have fallen through, and there are properties where the value has been perceived by the buyer as having been reduced and came in with a much lower, if you want to go forward with this, value.
Sure, and we're talking about a very slow real estate market to begin with, and then if you're showing a property to a potential buyer, you would have to disclose the fact that, hey, this project could be coming through this property. There could be a new right-of-way or an expanded right-of-way through this property, and that might turn a lot of people off.
Right, and that is happening, but it's happening beyond just the right-of-way. It's happening on all properties that have a visibility to the potential lines. And we're talking that the lines that are currently there are going to remain there. And then there's going to be, at a distance of 100 feet from line to line, this other massive tower, which is going to be visible from pretty much all of Campton and Thornton. It's going to be visible from the ski slopes in Waterville Valley, likely, and same thing at Loon Mountain. So to say that we need to disclose, we almost need to disclose for everybody.
You're talking about the potential of the value, not only just in your towns where the towers would be located, but in the surrounding towns, too, that would overlook this. And I'm thinking view tax, you know, revenue could be impacted.
Well, sure. That revenue is going to disappear. The measure of market value is what a willing buyer is willing to pay to a willing seller if neither the buyer needs to sell, buy, or the seller needs to sell. Now, if you have a choice of acquiring a property that's either near or looking at a tower, versus something else that enjoys a view that isn't impacted by those towers, what are you going to do? You're going to buy the other property. Mm-hmm. And you're not going to. So the person that owns a property that's impacted by these towers, right now, for all practical purposes, can't sell. That person's market value for right now is a big goose egg. And that entitles that person to an immediate abatement of virtually all of their property tax. So this whole notion that the Northern Pass is going to add to the property tax valuations of towns is a myth. It's not going to happen at all. The amount of taxes that are going to be lost by the drop in property valuations will dwarf anything that's being talked about in terms of a contribution from the Northern Pass.
Both of you are looking at a big gaping hole in my face right now because my mouth just dropped to the floor on that.
Well, I mean, remember, it's not just for the towns. The towns collect money for the counties. And the town collects money, school taxes, for the state.
Mm-hmm.
These all now going to be goose eggs. Now, then the folks that live somewhere that isn't impacted by the towers, so how does this impact them? Well, they have to make up the difference for the lost value on the other properties. So the tax rate is going to go up for the properties that are elsewhere in the town that aren't impacted.
And so, that will impact the state, because when you're looking at rooms and meals tax that's lost, and you look at the lost revenue from real estate transfer. You look at the lost revenue of businesses that go down the tubes. And
business profits tax, goodbye. Yeah.
Yes. All of those businesses that are affected by the loss of tourism in the North Country are all going to lose dollars coming in, and that will directly affect the budget of the state of New Hampshire.
Brian, this hasn't been thought through. There has to be soon, quickly, a full-blown economic cost-benefit analysis done by the state of New Hampshire. Dredd should do it and supervise it. And it should look at all of the impacts, not just the rumored impacts from the side that wants to put the top power towers where they want to put them. And what that's going to show is that New Hampshire comes out as a huge loser in this proposition.
Speaking of Dredd, here's why I don't think they would be able to do that, because they are on the site evaluation committee. And they are going to be hearing this project. It's going to come before them for approval. So I don't know who would then do the economic impact study.
They would have to retain the services of an economist that has a solid reputation, that's neutral on the topic. But when I say Dredd to do it, it really falls under the auspices of the state government. And within the state government, it's Dredd that should probably commission the study.
Okay. They could commission the study by hiring this independent economist.
Exactly.
who could just say, hey, look, these are my conclusions. This is what you guys should consider. All right.
Exactly.
Well, that sounds reasonable. Hopefully somebody over there is listening right now and might consider that, because what I'm understanding is there's going to be next month there's these public scoping meetings, which I'll repeat the dates for them for our listeners so they can show up, because it's going to be held throughout the area, one of them being in Lincoln, I believe, if
Correct.
I'm not mistaken. And I have... Upon reading the Federal Register notice, I'm not sure if they can consider economic impact, the possibility of economic impact at these public scoping meetings next month.
Oh, they can. Yes, they can.
They can.
Yes.
On an environmental impact study, they can.
They really look at a whole bunch of issues beyond just purely environmental issues as part of the scoping process.
Okay, good. I bet you'll be there.
I expect to be there, yes. You can count on it.
Now, Darlene, you're in Campton. What was the name of your real estate agency?
King Realty.
King Realty, okay. And have you run into these problems already of people not wanting to buy properties because they are under threat from these power lines?
Yes. Yes. The one that lost the contract, the price of the contract was from our office, and it actually was the budding property to Owl's Nest.
Mm.
And it hasn't gone through, and I'd like to say that it will, but until it actually happens, I don't know that it will. There are already others from other agencies that have told me directly that they've lost sales.
Yeah. I want to expand on that if I can for a second,
sure.
Brian. There's something wrong, almost perverse, with a system that can take a whole region of a state and cause that region's citizens to put their lives on hold for 2, 3, maybe 4 years while a process like this gets vetted through, you know, there. There needs to be some form of compensation for people who have to tolerate that kind of disturbance in their lives. And there's no consideration being given to this at all. People who might have to move because their jobs have moved now can't sell their property. They're just the impact is so far-reaching that it hasn't been thought through. And this is the real sad human story aspect of this thing.
And I'm glad you brought this up, because that's something even I haven't given as much thought to, focusing on, here's these lines, yes, I thought about people who's going to have their livelihoods upended because they operate a farm, and this is going to go right through some prime farmland for them. It's going to go through a lot of conservation easements, which is going to go against a lot of the intentions that people put their land in these conservation easements for anyway. But I really didn't think about that. I've been focusing the possibility of eminent domain for the property owners that are not giving up land for the new right of way. I mean, you talk about compensation, but like you just pointed out, here's a threat that diminished their values, and you know they have nothing.
And it's not just the value. Their lives are on hold. Their lives have been put into suspended animation while this whole thing gets vetted through.
And you can't put a price on that.
No, you can't. There's a misery index that you can put on it, and it's pretty serious.
Well, the Northern Pass is proposing, the area that they're proposing is the only income to the citizens from Concord North. It is tourism. And if we lose that, we lose everything.
One of the things that I had somebody call in and say, hey, well, you know, with these new power lines, just think you'll have more hunting land open. You'll have more snowmobile trails. And I'm like, wait a minute. There's 600 miles of snowmobile trails just way up in the tippy top part of the state. You know, Colebrook on up to Pittsburgh and the like. We don't need more of them.
They don't control that either. Because the property owners of the give them the right of way doesn't give them the right to say, oh, you can use it.
Right. That still would come down to the individual property owners.
Individual property owner that gives the right to the snowmobile association. And a lot of them aren't. And they haven't been because of the liability that goes along with it.
Mm. Yeah.
Speaking of the snowmobilers, the Snowdio is coming up.
I've heard advertisements
soon.
For it. Yes,
and just to give you an example of the kind of thing that goes on, public service just penned a check to the Snowdio people for $25,000, so that they could claim that the Snowdio Club, the Swift Diamond
Riders,
were supporting their efforts, which wasn't true. But that's the kind of thing that we're up against at a grassroots level, is fighting up a company that's been given, I believe the number is $300 million by the folks in Canada to make this line happen.
Right. And I've got those stories here about the Swift Diamond Riders. And, you know, one day they're saying that they're endorsing this project after receiving the sponsorship from Northern Pass. And then, you know, a couple days later, they're denying that they ever endorsed such a project. So, well, with that, I've got to take a time out here. Darlene King from King Realty in Campton and, oh my gosh, Tom Mullen from Owl's Nest Resort joining us here on Bulldog Live, also in Campton. 1-866-823-1077. Is our phone number. We'll continue the conversation here on Bulldog Live on the Pulse.
Bulldog Live will continue after these messages, live on the Pulse.